Good morning and welcome to The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles, because it all begins with coffee. Happy, happy Wednesday. Today is December 22nd, 2021, and I'm so happy to be back with you guys after a long hiatus for The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. My apologies. It's been a busy time with work. Then I had a setback in November with me getting ill. I fell ill and I had to be in the hospital. Thankfully, all that's behind me. Thank God. And I'm so blessed and grateful. And now, starting on the show. So let's get to it. Welcome to The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. I am Syl Stein and I'm welcoming you back to the show. I hope you'll tune in. And I'm going to start doing more shows. I know I always say that, but I'm going to do a show today, tomorrow, and possibly Sunday. I'm not going to say for sure because it's the Christmas holiday, but all next week I'll be doing shows. And then on the weekend is when I'll do The Daily with Syl Stein. Anytime I'm off, I will be able to do that. But I wanted to welcome everybody back, new listeners, old listeners, the people that have followed my page. Thank you so much for the support here through Anchor FM, and a big shout out to all of you. And welcome back, everyone. Here we go. And welcome back to The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. And now we have, a lot of catching up to do, it seems. First and foremost, I'll start by saying that I'm so grateful that my health is getting back to normal, thank God. In November, I had a setback right after Halloween. That week, the first week of November, I had to be hospitalized. I had, and it wasn't COVID, thank God. It was due to a bowel obstruction, a small bowel obstruction that I did have. I ended up having to have surgery. And thankfully, I had the best doctors, the best people, and of course, the best people around me. My husband, my dear friend, who I consider a sister, Lisa Godoy, and all wonderful friends, family everywhere. But I'm so grateful that she was able to be with me, along with my husband, while I was in the hospital. And my in-laws, of course, my mom and dad, who took care of our children, handled everything. And his, you know, the people at his work who were extremely generous and were able to help us all throughout. And of course, Elisa's family, her husband, Sergio, their kids, Maverick, Gunner, and Nina. Of course, my mom kept calling me, my dear friend's family. Lisa kept them intact, and my people at work, at school, the people that I work with at school were very generous. After they sent stuff home, they checked in with me, all my dear friends and family there, and of course my dear friend Shannon and all the wonderful people, friends and family. But I am so grateful to all of them that everything turned out well, especially my doctor, Dr. A, and all the wonderful people at Wake Med and Cary. So thank you to all the nurses, technicians, custodians, all the people that took care of me at Wake Med and Cary, especially my husband Jeremy, my dear friend and sister Lisa Godoy. I couldn't have done this without you guys. And of course, first and foremost, God and all the prayers that you all sent. Thank you so, so much. I wanted to start with that. And now I'm just so grateful to be back. And on that note, we're going to start now. I hope you're enjoying your coffee. I'm enjoying my Dunkin' Donut coffee. And I hope you're having a great holiday break. For me, it's all about Christmas and Christ and celebrating with family and friends. But whatever it is that you celebrate, whether it's Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or just a holiday break you don't really celebrate, I hope that you make it the best with your friends and family and loved ones. And all the family back home in Bronzeville who send their prayers back home, my mom and my dear friends' family, my godmother, my friends from Holy Family Church, Father Josh, Deacon Julio, and all the wonderful people. and in Michigan, all our family in Odessa, my dear brother Raymond, God bless him. He also sent his prayers and to me and checked in on me, my sisters, Fran and Erica, and my brothers, Ephra, Ray, Mark, their spouses, my nieces, nephews, all of them. And thank you to everyone. If I forgot anyone, I apologize. Of course, Del and Selena Cisneros and all the wonderful people back home. Thank you. But I wanted to start back now with, and being grateful, of course, with, I wanted to recommend a book that my mother-in-law, my mom, Kathy Stein, love you, Mom, sent to me while I was in the hospital. It's a book by Louise Penny, author of Still Life and How the Light Gets In, The Long Way Home. And I wanted to recommend that book here on The Daily with Sol Stein through Anchor FM. And let me read you the synopsis to it. I wanted to start with that because I'm all about coffee and books. You know me, recommending. And I want to start with, it says, reluctant as he is to leave the sanctuary of Three Pines, Gamache cannot turn away his friend. Together they journey deep into Quebec and deeper into the wounds of Peter Morrow, a man so desperate he will sell his soul, and mayhap. The journey takes them farther and farther from the Three Pines to an area so desolate, so damned. The first mariners call it the land God gave to Kent. The land God gave to Cain, and there they discover the terrible damage done by a sin-sick soul. This series, according to NPR's Weekend Edition, this series dominates bestsellers lists and awards lists for a reason. Penny tells powerful stories of damage and healing in the human heart, leaving with affection, humor, and thank goodness, redemption. And then it talks about, this is the New York Times writes, it's splendid. Our man, Gamache, former chief inspector of homicide with the Sûreté du Québec, has found a refuge from murder and corruption in the village of Three Pines until one of his neighbors comes to tell him that her husband has disappeared. So this is a very interesting book, and I just finished reading it not too long ago because I couldn't really read a lot. I mean, I read some at the hospital, but this is a remarkable, both creative and diabolical book, according to the New York Times book review. Louise Penny is just an extraordinary author, and I'm going to start reading more of her books because she has a lot of books called How the Light Gets In, The Beautiful Mystery, A Trick of the Light, Bury Your Dead, The Brutal Telling, A Rule Against Murder, The Cruelest Month, A Fatal Grace, and Still Life. So she has plenty of books, but this is one of the first books of hers that I've read. And I really, really enjoyed reading this book. So if you have not read it or checked out the books by Louise Penny, Louise Penny, Penny, please do, because she is an extraordinary writer. She keeps you going, and you will not regret reading this book. So I wanted to start with that and recommending the book by Louise Penny, The Long Way Home. This is a great book, and I hope that you'll read it. And I want to tie it in with Julie Garwood, because that's another author that I really enjoy reading. And I have several books of hers. Julie Garwood's been writing books for a very long time. But one of the books that I want to recommend as well, besides Louise Penny's book, is Killjoy. This is a New York Times bestselling author, and Julie Garwood has written plenty of books. This is not her first book. She's written plenty of books also, and a lot of those books are Gentle Warrior, Rebellious Desire, Honor, Splendor, The Lion's Lady, The Bride, Guardian Angel, The Gift, The Prize, The Secret, Castle, Saving Grace, Prince Charming, For the Roses, The Wedding, The Claiborne Brides, Come, The Spring, Ransom, which is one of my favorite, Ransom and Heartbreaker, and then Mercy. Those are great books. But this book talks about, let me read you the synopsis on it. Avery's workaholic aunt, Carolyn Salvetti, is certain her hopefully soon to be ex-husband sent her the gold and bows reservation to the posh utopia spot in the mountains of Colorado. At first she is resistant, but then she figures it will be a welcome respite from the cutthroat advertising business, not to mention a networking extravaganza. Plus, she persuades her niece to join her for the 2 weeks of luxury and decadence. But Carolyn never makes it to Utopia. Under false pretenses, she is taken to an isolated retreat by a handsome stranger with a dazzling smile, suave demeanor, and the darkest of motives. His name is Monk, a hired assassin. Now with scant clues and fewer resources, Avery must track down and save Carolyn, and outmaneuver a brilliant killer who is part of an elaborate plot of madness and lethal vengeance. Julie Garwood is the author of 17 New York Times bestsellers, including Mercy, Heartbreaker, Ransom, and Come the Spring. There are more than 30 million copies of her books in print. And I'm sure there's more by now, because this book, you know, this is an old, you know, this book came out, Killjoy came out, and it was published in 2002. And she has plenty of books from then on. So she has a lot of books that she has taken out. So I wanted to tie it in with Louise Penny, because I think Julie Garwood and Louise Penny have similarities, in my opinion anyway. But you can both, you all that are listening, that love books and reading and love these kind of mysteries, can all do your own research on that. But I wanted to tie in both books and recommend them. I'm so excited that I'm able to come on and do this show and get back to doing the Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM and recommending my love of coffee, because I do present the Coffee Chronicles, and enjoying your coffee while you're recommending great books. And I wanted to go ahead and do that. And of course, it wouldn't be Christmas without me recommending Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. I hope that if you have children that, you know, or youth that have not read the book, I hope that you'll read to them The Christmas Carol, which is a classic tale by Charles Dickens. So I hope that you'll go ahead and they've revamped it and done it in many different ways. And I know you have younger children, so I don't know. It depends on how you know, how much you want to get into the tale of the a Christmas Carol. But if you have a chance, please go ahead and do. I do recommend Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol for the Christmas holiday as well. And also for Christmas movies, if you're doing Christmas movies, of course, I would recommend It's a Wonderful Life, which is a classic. Of course, Christmas Story, the story of Ralphie, you know, the Christmas Story. And then there's like for the adults, you know, there's Christmas Vacation. If you want to get silly with your, you know, Christmas and Christmas Vacation, there's Scrooge with Bill Murray, which is also a classic that I love watching. It's like a spin on A Christmas Carol. There's, of course, A Christmas Carol by The Muppets Christmas Carol. That's also great. And I hope you'll check those out. And I just wanted to, you know, to kind of, you know, get back to what I love and recommend all of these different things. And also, I want to send a big shout out to the Coffee House writers and all the people there that, you know, gave me a start also. And and check, if you want to get something for Christmas, check out the anthologies that we have for the Coffee House writers. We have one for poetry and also one for fiction. We have the nonfiction poetry, and we also have the fiction anthologies for the Coffee House writers. So I hope you check those out. And shout out to Jessica Knoppel, and all the wonderful people at the Coffee House writers. God bless them all. They've been wonderful. I wanted just to send a big shout out to them, because they were also very, very helpful. And all my friends and dear friends and family, sending big shout outs to all of you. And I also wanted to send a big shout out to the podcast that I hope you'll take a listen to if you're not already, Chatting with the Constantins. A big shout out to John and Destiny Constantine, who are an anchor, and there is a Stitcher and many other platforms. Please check them out. And also, the Joel Flair Show. Check out Joel Flair and his sidekick kit as they talk about music and different artists. And I hope you check them out as well. And I just wanted to say how grateful I am that I was able to share this time. And when we get back, I'm going to do the wrap-up for the show. And like I said, I'm just so excited to have been able to recommend books on this day, Wednesday, December 22nd, 2021. I hope to be here with more tomorrow to recommend more books. And then hopefully get back to you guys on Sunday. And then next week, all next week, or try to do at least 3 more shows before the new year starts again for the Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. So I'm really, really excited, and I hope you all have a blessed day, and we'll be back with a wrap-up. Thank you. And now we're back to the Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. We're doing the wrap-up now. And I know it's a shorter show, but I promise you there'll be more shows to come. So I'm going to take my time, but do them gracefully. And I hope that you'll check out more of the podcast. I plan to have other authors come to the show now that I'm back doing the Daily with Sil Stein. We may have an author next week. Hopefully I'll be able to talk to her and then get back with you guys about her interview. So hopefully we'll have some more, of course, more authors on the show, editors, and talk about writing and different kinds of stuff. So I'm just glad to hopefully be able to get back to doing that. But I also wanted to add that I'm doing my own writing. I know I haven't talked about it. Right now, I'm in the process of working towards moving my books to IngramSpark. I know I shouldn't always say everything, but I'm working to moving them so that way I can have them inside the bookstores and not just have to order them online and keep them on Amazon, but also have that IngramSpark choice to be able to do that. But I'm also uploading the manuscripts because apparently when I had, I forget what it's called, I had this other place that I was doing my books through when I did the files, and I didn't know that they had updated or had to upgrade because I don't use that other email. So my files weren't all saved for the manuscripts that I have. I still have some manuscripts, but the edited manuscripts, I didn't have all of those. So I have to re-edit them. I'm going to put them on Readzy, do the files through there, and then save them and then upload them. And that way we can have a great copy of the new revised version of my books through IngramSpark. And that includes Closure, Chasing Clarity, and The Diary of the Broken Father. So I'm hopefully going to be doing that. I am working on Battered Mind. I know it feels like forever. I am planning to work more efficiently on it, and hopefully by next year get some ramblings about, you know, publishing it, and I will keep you posted. So don't fret, it'll happen. I'm also working on some other stories to come out as well and publish. So you'll be seeing more of my writing for the new year. So all in good time. So don't fret. And I'll talk more about it, you know, as we go and as we share more time together on the Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM. But I wanted to wish everyone a blessed day. Thank you for everything, for following my podcast in spite of me not having new shows. And I want to just welcome everybody and say thank you for all the prayers and the blessings and for everything that you've done for me throughout and having faith in me and believing. And I just want to say thank you to everyone for everything. And I hope everyone has a blessed, blessed day. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast. for the Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM. Please share your photos of the mugs, hashtag the Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM. And just send me pictures of you drinking your coffee. And I hope everyone has a blessed day. And thank you so much for tuning into the Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM. And don't forget to check out the books by Louise Penny, especially her new one, The Long Way Home, and Julie Garwood, her book Killjoy. But check out all their books and check out all about them. And also the recommendation of Charles Dickens' The Christmas Carol. I hope you all have a blessed, blessed Wednesday. Thank you for listening to The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM.